Much of the day's attention was focused on the Senate, where Republicans gained the majority for the first time in a decade. For all their gains, newly elected Senate President Bill Cabman of Colorado Springs gave a rather subdued speech, talking less about policy and more on building trust and civility among lawmakers.
I've seen this process bring out the best in each of us when relationships prevail over partisanship. I've learned there are countless opportunities here to make a point, but there are limited opportunities here to make a difference.
But Cabman did outline some goals. He wants to roll back costly, useless regulations, improve school safety, and reduce student testing. One expected debate will center on refunds mandated by the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or TABOR. With the economy recovering, those kick into gear, Cabman says he doesn't think the state should keep that money.
The people of Colorado made that decision for us, and more importantly, the people of Colorado made that decision for themselves. Their constitution tells us it's their money. They want it back, and we should give it back.
The GOP only holds a one-seat majority in the Senate. Former Majority Leader Democrat Raleigh Heath of Boulder says it was still a tough loss.
And we all know that elections have consequences. And this year, the consequences for us, those of us that have a D after our name, are not quite as good as those that have an R after their name.
But Democrats remain in control of the House, and Dickie Lee Hollinghorst was sworn in as the first Democratic woman speaker and only the second female speaker of the House in state history. She wants to prioritize building up the middle class and protecting the environment. The one thing absent from opening day was mention of controversial topics such as gun control policies and renewable energy mandates. Although those debates will happen in the coming months, the start of the session is always a cordial time. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.